Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avantcard. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.
Right, today we're joined for the first time by Amy McKeever. Amy is editor of Irish Country Living and Irish Country Magazine in the Farmers Journal. Amy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, agri exports, and this is, again, this is going back to the kind of the whole Brexit fiasco at the moment. In terms of us exporting stuff to them and vice versa, what, as far as you know, is the British position?
So everybody wants good food, and Europe is a great place for good food. And we have good standards here, and it looks like the Brits are going to accept the fact that European standards are of a high level and allow our, on a sanitary basis, so what we've, how we feed our animals and how we produce them, that's all fine, and that they'll take in our products. So basically the status is fairly unchanged in terms of that's what they were doing currently, and they now have accepted that they're going to continue to do that.
Right, but is there a problem that they won't do the same now, and that, and thus us importing things from Britain might be a difficulty?
Well, there could easily be a difficulty. That will come about if they change their standards. So equivalence of standards, we want to know that the food that we produce is produced to the same standard that European consumers want across the country. You know what I mean? If we are doing something for animal welfare, if we're doing something in terms of feed, we want the anything that's coming in from the UK to be of the same standard.
Yeah. Though if they do, say, a deal with the United States, for instance, where their standards are considerably south of our standards, they'd probably want the same thing, wouldn't they? The Americans.
That will cause serious problems. If they start bringing in products into the UK, and that's their decision, if they decide to do that post-Brexit and start bringing in cheap food, you know what I mean, that has a different standard, you know what I mean, we can't have that floating into the... It'll just undercut our farmers, you know what I mean? Things are difficult enough without cheaper... product produced to different standards coming into the country.
Yeah. That's, though, a potential big problem, isn't it? That the British have a cheap food policy and they'll be able to get cheap food or cheaper food elsewhere.
We have a massive trade. Europe to Britain, Ireland to England, England to Ireland. There's a massive, massive, massive food trade. It's a huge problem. And but they have 60 million people. And, you know what I mean? They're going to have to feed them. You know what I mean? There'll be all sorts of problems if they can't feed their own people. So they will, if they need to import food and they decide to import it from outside the EU, which would be cheaper. You know what I mean? We can't have that coming into the EU, which is the crux of this issue, and how we're going to manage that when, you know, currently, and like that's what Mairead is off doing now at the moment. She's like looking at some of these things and how that's going to impact on us, you know, with moving food in and out of the country.
Yeah. Has any of that stuff been agreed, as far as you know, anyway, between the EU and Britain?
Well, the backstop is, you know, kind of it's the talk this week, the Chequers deal, everything is, but it's so up in the air. And that's the problem for our farmers, is that, like, how do you continue to run a business when you have no idea where your product is going to go? Like, our companies must be there going, right, we export huge chunks of cheddar to the UK and milk, and there's milk flowing over and back across the border, and companies all have good relationships. And then, like, it's just this complete uncertainty about what's going to happen. It's ridiculous. It's terribly bad for our farmers.
Not to mention,
industry.
I suppose, there are farmers that straddle, farms that straddle the border.
Well,
so
there is,
there'd be farmers moving their cows over to the southern side or the northern side, depending on which they think is better for them.
I live in South Kilkenny, and to get to Waterford, I go Kilkenny, Tipperary, Kilkenny, Waterford, Tipperary, Kilkenny, or something ridiculous like that. And farms across the border are like that. You know what I mean? You'll have parts of farms, you'll have a field in the north and a field in the south. And you know what I mean? Everything. And the regulations we have here in Europe in terms of traceability, you know, all cattle are tagged and you can trace your milk back to the farm of origin. And all that stuff is stuff that consumers have asked for over the years, and farmers have invested in it. And it's been, like, it's really good. You know what I mean? It's good. Like, our food production system is brilliant. But to start breaking that down now and wondering where food is coming from, sure, it just causes enormous difficulties.
Yeah. Now, speaking of what consumers like, the price of food in supermarkets is going down.
Yeah, the recent research shows that the price of food is coming down. Look, this is good for consumers. You know what I mean? It's good for consumers. It's not good for primary producers as such. I suppose in a normal year, if everything stayed static, yeah, that's fine. Consumers are benefiting. And now, they are buying more. So there's more, but this is competition between retailers. So retailers, you have a couple of really big players in the market, and then you have the German discounters. And, like, you know, without beating around the bush, they take a good chunk of a margin. You know what I mean? We know what the farm price is, and we know what the supermarket price is. And I know, like, you know what I mean? There's plenty of stuff that happens in between that, and it all costs money. But there is a big chunk there that goes to retailers, and they're having a price war. And you know it yourself, you're getting stuff in the post every day, money off coupons, and we'll accept their coupons. But they're keeping the price of food down. And Yeah, look, good for consumers. The problem is that, let's say, in a year like we've had, and I'm not going to get into the weather, I'm sure your listeners are
sick to the teeth of listening,
but ultimately cost of production has gone up. And the problem there is that if the farmer can't pass that on, then, you know what I mean, he passes it on, the processor that is processing his product can't get an increase from the supermarket, then yes, the consumer is happy, but the consumer will only be happy until while the product is still on the shelf. It's when the product is no longer on the shelf, it's like, oh God, I would have paid a bit more for that if I'd known that it was going to disappear.
It is, yeah, because it is counterintuitive given the year we've had, that you'd think the price of food would actually go up this year.
You would. It would. And you know what I mean? We don't want people to go for cheaper alternatives. We want people to be able to eat the food and have the choice. But it is supermarkets having a battle amongst themselves in terms of trying to keep the cost of food down. And like I just read there as well that, let's say you take something like the tillage sector, so straw prices, because the amount with the rain and the drought and this, that and the other and the snow, it's going to be less straw. And straw, you might think, oh God, like it's animal bedding, but it also makes up a huge chunk of mushroom compost. So that means their price has gone up. That means they've gone to the supermarkets and looked for a price increase, and according to the big sellers of mushrooms, they've had a positive response from the supermarket. And hopefully that won't have too much of a knock-on effect on the consumer, and the supermarket would realise, well, if we want to hold on to Irish mushrooms, we need to look after these lads. And that it's been a difficult year. Hopefully straw will go down, you know what I mean, or be more available. It's be more available next year, because like we're coming into like this the time of the year now. We're in September. The ploughing is over. Farmers are starting to think, right, I need to start thinking about housing animals. And that's great. You know what I mean? That's the next phase of the cycle. But you know, there's new costs with housing animals.
What are you going to feed them?
You've got to feed them, and we've been feeding them all year.
Yeah. Amy, thanks a million for coming in to us. Amy McKeever there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. With personalised pricing, our rates are made for you.